This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This weather is confusing, but we love it because it is camp weather. That's what we're here to do today. We've got Darrell Ryder's going to be joining us as well. And, of course, the lead coming up, Spencer German. The Germinator is at 520. But after having watched the full day of practice here, he has quickly become a favorite from everyone. Everyone is constantly bugging him to come on our shows because he knows ball. He is a knower of ball, and he's also an incredibly nice guy. Lance Reisland, Coach Riz from Cleveland.com joining us now. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Thanks for having me, man.
You enjoying the swamp factor as well?
I'm going to tell you this, as hot as it was today, the first 2 days, I thought I was going down. So today was a little bit, but when that sun went behind the clouds, it was actually comfortable, and then it went back up to a sauna.
This is the benefit of perspective, because I was complaining about 84 degrees and muggy, and Jake was like, you have no idea, yesterday was hell. And I was like, all right, I'll stop complaining for just a little bit. So it was I did not watch all of practice. I watched, I think, a fair amount. But in what I saw, the offense really looked rough today. Am I going too hard in the paint with that assessment?
No, you're not. Now, I think there's a couple things that kind of made it that way. First thing they did was they went one-on-ones a little bit more. They have not done that the first 2 days. Secondly, they went red zone with everything they did, the one-on-ones, the team drills. They moved the ball at the end there in 11-on-11s, but the offense really struggled. And it was, I mean, it is what it is. They struggled today.
All right, can I do the thing where then I go, does that mean the defense just looked really good, or was it that the offense truly just struggled?
Well, I'm going to give them some credit because a lot of those guys have been in the system for a long time, and I saw it during mandatory minicamp where you're getting communication things that you usually don't get until closer to the season. With motions and formations and things like that. They're checking. They know what they're doing. And when you know what you're doing and you have a new offense, it shows, right? And like I said, the red zone, the windows get smaller. They brought a little pressure today. They haven't shown that, so the offense had to kind of get used to that. But, yeah, it was definitely a day controlled by the defense.
All right, so let's then go to first got a chance to see Luke Floria today. One, I was really surprised he is a diminutive human being, but two, I do see what people talk about, that quick burst, that little speedy part of him. In terms of maybe some young players or some people that stood out today, where were maybe some of the standouts today?
Well, I think Marshall's done a good job at the tailback. Obviously, they've limited, but he's a big kid who kind of leans forward. And this physicality that they're going back to has more to do with the offensive line for me than it does the backs, right? They got to get the second and five. Luke Florey has been really good all camp. You know, I've seen him all summer. He's been really good. He is little. The concerns are there, but he gets open. And what he has to do in the slot, they don't have. So not only are they light at receiver, they're light for what he is, which is a slot guy working on linebackers, creating some easy yards.
And the other thing I like about him is I wonder if over time, I don't want to lean all the way into the Edelman thing. I love the idea of using that as like the chess piece of let's see how many different places we can get him involved. And that's something I think Kevin Stefanski does really well.
Well, you know, and when you go with 12 personnel, which I think will be their base this year, and you have those athletic tight ends that can do a bunch of stuff, and then you go 11, right? So now you got Flory in the slot. You're right. You can do a lot of different things with him, fly sweeps, jet sweeps. But more importantly, if you're going to be a power run team, he can keep that 6th, 7th, 8th defender out of the box by just simply getting them the ball if they're going to try to stop the run.
Lance Reisland here. I was stifling a burp. I wasn't doing anything other than that, and I have to own that because that's who I am. Lance Reisland with us live out at Browns camp. Again, Darrell Ryder coming up in about 15 minutes here. So, big picture. You've been on the record when we've talked to you. You're taking the over on this team. So, anybody who goes one way with this, I like to then say, I like to kind of put you on a hot seat and go, all right, what's the what will be the big reason if they don't hit the over? So when we go 5.5 wins is what Vegas has got. If they don't get more than 5.5 wins, what do you think will be the fatal flaw of this team?
Simply, I think it'll be they don't win on first down, both sides of the ball. Because if you think about it, if they can get the 2nd and 5, they can protect that quarterback a little bit. And then if they can win on first down on defense, now it's 2nd, 3rd, long. Now you're going to your strength of this football team, which is that defensive line. So if they don't win first down, it's going to be a long year. But if they can win first down, they can be in a lot of football games.
I almost feel like, there's a Browns team that we had that when they scored first, they were unbeatable. I can't remember. It actually might have been 2020. But if they were the second team to score, they had very little chance to win. Actually, Baltimore had a couple years like this as well when Lamar was young. It feels like that kind of year. Like Kevin Stefanski's perfect scripted opening drive, you take the ball, march down the field and get 7. It almost feels like the game's going to be decided off that first, who scores first, just because even with Joe, like I don't want Joe Flacco playing from behind this year just because it's not as volatile as Jameis, but that combustibility, bad Joe can come out when he's forcing things and trying to make plays with his arm.
Well, one of the cliches that you know I learned from my dad is try to end every drive in a kick. And it's kind of weird, but if you can make an offense, even an NFL offense, have to consistently go 80, 90 yards against this defense, you're rolling the dice in your favor. Doesn't mean you're always going to win. It just means you got to play the percentages. You got to make sure if it's 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, maybe you run the ball and punt it. I know that's not you know popular with everybody, but you play to this defense, punt the ball when it's long yardage. People say, winning ugly. Winning's never ugly. You know, they got to find ways to squeeze out wins, and it's playing close to the best, winning on first down, running the ball, stopping the run, all the cliche stuff. But really, they got to end every drive in a kick and create a couple of turnovers, and they can be in some ball games.
So it's interesting. So much of the philosophy is we're going to go back to the blocking scheme that we've succeeded with previously. We're going to go back to the offensive scheme, the heavy play action. We're going to run the heck out of the ball, power scheme, which you've talked about. But it was interesting. Absent of that, I had a friend who does radio in Houston, used to do radio here in Cleveland, and he was one of the guys I reached out for my straw poll of like, hey, you taking the over, you taking the under? And he took the over, and he said something that I thought was really interesting. He hasn't heard what Blomgren's going to do on the offensive line. You know, I think he can kind of guess we're not running with whatever offense they had last year, but he said something that stuck out to me that I think is a good thing to maybe ping back at you. He said, this is the kind of team that Stefanski wins with. And I think that's a really, really – I still don't entirely – I think I know what he means, but I don't entirely know. Do you agree that this is the kind of team that Stefanski wins with?
Yeah, and these are, you use the quarterback position as an example, right? The guys maybe who don't have the highest ceiling that have to play within the structure, right? So, the idea of we're going to put whatever backs in there to get us to 2nd and 5 because the offensive line is physical. I agree with that. And what you get out of Blomgren is you get this passion, this energy. That offensive line, that's what they're being told. If we can get, in my opinion, if they can get to 2nd and 6 more often than they did last year, you're going to see the ability to, all right, we don't have a lot of receivers. Oh, that's okay. 2nd and 6, let's run some play action, take a shot to Judy. So there's some things they can do if they can win on that first down. But I agree with that exactly because it tells you you're winning within structure. You're not winning with the players.
So in fairness to Kevin, this is not something he has been entirely in control of every single moment he's been here. But I think it's interesting that Kevin's best moments for people, like they talk about him coaching up Jacoby Brissett. They talk about, 2020 with Baker. that his, Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, Case Keenum in Minnesota, his best moments have come with something that you just said there. Guys who maybe don't have the most physical talent who have to play within the system. And at points, that has felt almost like an albatross as a Browns fan, because I'm like, well, I'd prefer you learn how to do this with a great quarterback. So, I'm just kind of curious about that ebb and flow, because it does feel like at points, Kevin almost, you know, it's the pretty girl that prefers a dumb boyfriend because it's a little easier to control. It does feel like Kevin prefers that more limited physical quarterback, which has its own limitations. So like, I understand the value of that, which is, well, you can win with some substandard quarterbacks. At the same point, I'm like, well, yeah, but Andy Reid did that for a long time. He also had Donald McNabb and Patrick Mahomes, and he went to Super Bowls and won Super Bowls with one of those guys.
Yeah, you know, when I look at Stefanski's offense, when he came out of Minnesota, you know, that the idea of playing within structure, it's like having a quarterback who manages the game. It's kind of become a negative connotation. I don't really see that with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His offense. And what I mean by that is that you, as an offensive coordinator, you can only, it's not what you can install, it's what you can fix. And I feel like with the last couple of years, they've been in some things that he can't fix. And we can all design stuff, but if you can't fix it, then you don't know what you're doing. There's no, you're not setting anything up. And, you know, he has a master plan of, you know, let's be in 12 personnel. Let's put Samson out there. Let's find a matchup for Judy on a slot, or that's, you know, that's what he's really good. He's a really good play caller, but I think he's a really excellent play designer when he doesn't have tons and tons of pieces, and his brain kind of works with, how do I make this happen in my scheme, especially on third down, especially in empty. But it all starts off with, can you win on first down? And then you're in the driver's seat as a play caller.
So let's go to just some basic scorecarding here. So the offense doesn't look great. I know it's early, so we're going to tell our audience we're not overreacting. We're just putting the context of how it's looked. You know, couple days in here, how's Dylan Gabriel looked?
I've been very impressed with Dylan Gabriel, and you know, the reason I've been impressed with Dylan Gabriel is, once again, it'll be really important for him when the pads go on, but what he does very well is he's very polished. So his footwork's very polished. You can tell he's been at a bunch of different schools where he's had to throw it from different launch points in the pocket, 3-5-7 drops, boots, waggles, you name it. And he's also seen a bunch of stuff. So what you see out of him is a very cognitively smart kid, where he's going through his progressions and he makes really good decisions and quick decisions. And you have to when you're shorter, because that the idea of the line, I can't see over the line. If you know where you're going with the football, you can get rid of it a little bit quicker. He seems to be doing that pretty well.
All right. That means we got to go to Shador. How has he looked here early in camp?
Well, you know, Shador, when things get, like today, when things get pressure, right, and all those quarterbacks have felt pressure. So when the reps he's getting reps with the third and fourth team. Sometimes that pressure is immediately on him, right? And so some of those bad habits come in with his backpedaling. And that backpedaling comes with A&P gap pressure, because you get hit all the time and you're trying to buy time for your receiver to get open. He does make plays. Now, what they've done with, I feel like they've given Shador some passes that to build him, right? Some hitches, some boots, some waggles, trying to get him rolling. He, you know, I watched him. The idea that he doesn't know what he's doing, or that to me, I saw a bunch of that stuff at Colorado. He knows what he's doing. He's a cognitive, smart kid. But here, now he's got to do it underneath center. He's got to do it, you know, boot, play action. There's a run game, things he's not used to. It's always been him, and you can see there's some growing pains there. And he's got to be on time because his arm isn't elite. He's got to be on time with the football. There's a lot of quarterbacks that don't have elite arms. They just got to be on time.
Now, when it comes to the preseason, I have yet to debut this take. It'll happen later. I don't need to see Joe Flacco in the preseason at all. They might want to throw him out there for a series or two because if he ends up being the guy, you want to make sure you have some continuity there. But I want the first game, I want it to be 33% by the three quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett, Dillon, Gabriel, and Shador. The next week, or the game two, I want half and half for the rookies. And then the final preseason game, I want it basically the same thing but reversed. Because I want to give these young guys and Kenny Pickett as many preseason reps as possible, even if, by the way, Joe Flacco still ends up taking this job and he takes it in the next week or two, right? How would you draw up the preseason when it comes to quarterback play? Because, again, it's actually, I just trust Joe Flacco so much to be the pro that I don't feel like he's really going to benefit much from preseason football, and I think that's exactly where I need the young quarterbacks and Kenny Pickett to be.
Well, yeah, there is that fine line of I got to get some game reps. Even at 40 years old, he's got to get some game reps. So how do you build those in? Do you build them? Try to build them into practice a little bit more? Maybe go some live sessions of practice. I don't know where that's at. For me, I want to make sure that the best player is playing, and people, you know, those quarterbacks got to get a look. For me, I don't necessarily believe that. I think the quarterbacks have to get up to speed, and if they're all at the same page, then you take a look at them. But until they're all equal, the best guy's got to play because that keeps the rest of your locker room, right? You got to make sure that those guys in the locker room know that the best guys are playing because unless your boss tells you that I want to see these guys, your job is to win games, not develop. You know, my dad always said you're going to develop guys and the next coach is going to develop, you know, take your fruits of your labor. So I think they got to figure out that balance here because there's four of them. I got to get the top guy ready. But the thing that has to be the most important is winning football games. And what are we going to do to win football games?
So as we all say this, because you are you're a scheme guy, you're obviously a coach here. How different does the offense look that you build from Joe Flacco to Kenny Pickett to from Joe Flacco to Dillon, from Dillon to Shador?
Well, you know, if you look at his system, he can always tweak it for the quarterback. So if one quarterback can run that boot waggle they like to run, one quarterback, Pickett, Gabriel, those guys can stay on the run. If it's Flacco, he's just going to set up. But the protection from the offensive line stays the same. So he can tweak it, a guy that has really good feet or a guy who can't move without changing it up front. And that's really where the key is. I don't want to change it too much for my offensive lineman. I want those guys down and set and playing aggressively. So he can tweak that a little bit for the guy. The offense won't be any different, in my opinion. It's just maybe the launch point, maybe where you get rid of the football, but it won't be different in terms of the levels concepts, trying to find things that empty. Kevin's a fancy scheme. I've seen it now for 3 days, and I saw it during the summer where he's doing what he does. He's going to try to power run. He's going to run the play action off it. He's going to get in formations and try to create opportunities and matchups, and all four of those guys can do that.
He is our Nits and Grits guy here on Afternoon Drive. You know him. You love him. Cleveland.com. Spectrum News as well as a color commentator. Follow him on Twitter, at Lance Reisland. Coach Riz, awesome stuff today. I'm sure we'll have you on out throughout camp here, but really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.